Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Cosmic Road Trip Podcast,
a podcast about all things spiritual, mystical, witchy, and woo-woo, designed for the modern babe.
Each week, we will dive deep into the nitty-gritty of ancient energy systems and modern-day modalities.
This podcast is for the dreamers, visionaries, changemakers, and risk-takers. Life's too short to be boring, so be prepared for fresh opinions, taboo topics, and unfiltered conversations.
We created this podcast because we're obsessed with elevating and expanding our lives. We want to bring you along as we unearth helpful practices and topics that you can utilize to do the same.
So if you're ready for some fun, jump in, turn up the volume, and let your co-hosts, Brittany Donnells and Aaron Munoz, guide you through the universe.
Hi, guys. Happy Thursday. I hope you're having a good week and everything has been working out well for you. We're in the middle of Mercury retrograde. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, definitely go back and check that out because we're giving you all the details about that. But I'm actually batch recording some podcasts, and the first one went off without a hitch, no computer issues. So knock on wood, it looks like it's okay. And yeah, It's been a really good day. I've been working through stuff for myself, getting productive stuff done, checking off stuff off my to-do list, and we finally have kind of a low-key weekend this weekend coming up. Do have my nephew's birthday party, but other than that, it's pretty laid back, so I'm excited for it and to hopefully get some things done around the house. Ordered a bed that I'm super excited about for our master bedroom. Right now, our mattress is on the floor, and because we gave away our other two bed frames and all of that, so I'm excited to get that off the floor and onto a bed once it comes. And yeah, so I'm just really excited. We're gonna plan some trips and vacations coming up. Going to go see our friends Kim and Chris in North Carolina, and then Aaron's bachelorette party. I am the maid of honor, so I am currently working on some ideas and plans for that, so hopefully we'll go somewhere fun for that as well. Not hopefully, we will. If you're the one in charge, you get to make sure it's fun. So yeah, it's been a really good week and day, all of that. So had a little mindset shift that I talked about last week, but that was kind of a big thing for me to work through. And yeah, but I think that kind of leads to this week's episode. So I have this kind of, I don't know if you'd call it a model, coaching model, really what you would call it, but it is in essence a thought process. I think it's from Zig Ziglar from a long time ago, but I could be wrong. Maybe he just quoted it. I have no idea where it came from. So if somebody knows the actual, original place it comes from, let me know. But it's all over the internet. So I know, like, even, you know, Tony Robbins, I think, uses it somewhat. But the model that we're talking about today is actually the be, do, have model. And this is basically how most of my coaching work is framed around. There's no like set in stone, like this is what you do and this is how you go next and whatever. My coaching is very intuitive and it's not cookie cutter, which is what I love. And I can help people through their actual individual problems versus what I quote unquote think they need. So the be, do, have model is actually a success mindset, a manifestation mindset is probably something else that you could have, you know, but they actually do a lot of corporate trainings with it, just coming from a non-manifestation point. So the be, do, have model is in opposition of what most people think they need in life. So that opposition model is actually the have, do, be. What I'm talking about is, let's come up with an example of something that somebody would want to work through. Let's just go for a promotion at work. Let's say you work somewhere and you're going for the next promotion at your job. And generally, when somebody comes from the first thought process of have, do, be, they think they need that promotion before they do the work of that promotion so that they be that position. So I don't know, let's just say you're going for a director in your company, like marketing director. You have the promotion of marketing director, then you do the activities of marketing director. That way you are being the marketing director. And actually, how success and successful people and manifestation and the energy actually works and what will end up bringing you a better, you know, return on investment of your energy is to be, do, have. So what does that look like? So in this case, you obviously don't have the promotion yet. You're not the marketing director yet. But can you start to be in the energy of the marketing director? Can you, you know, maybe volunteer for something? Can you suggest ideas? Can you research things that you would research as marketing director? Can you work with other departments or take on some additional responsibilities that marketing director would have? You know, being that thought or coming from that thought place of what would a marketing director be? Would they be driven? Would they have initiative? Would they have ambition? Would they be practicing their creativity? Would they be taking on responsibility? Those kind of things. Then the doing would actually be following through from the things that you kind of come to you. So maybe it is doing some additional research after work at home, reading a marketing book. Maybe it's volunteering for the actual projects that you want to work on, but you were too afraid unless you were the director. You know, maybe it's kind of deciding to make suggestions and kind of do things that you wouldn't necessarily do as, you know, the position you're in. It's kind of that stepping into the mindset is the be. The do is actually taking on those actions that come to you and doing them. And then the have is the manifestation or the success of getting that promotion. So in life, a lot of people kind of think that they have to already have it. It's kind of that I have to see it to believe it, when actually it's you have to believe it to see it. That's this whole thought process. Everyone that, you know, and we've all been there, you can have it in certain areas of your life, not every area, walks around thinking they have to have the promotion, they have to have the relationship, they have to have the money, they have to have that before they start doing the things and being that person that has promotion, relationship, money, any of those kind of things. But what actually has to happen and what I work with clients on, what we talk about, is actually being that person right now, switching that mindset on. And this can be a very difficult thing for people to kind of get a grasp on at first because you're like, how do I be something that I'm not? Or even how do I be something that I've never even been? You start to step into the energy behind it. So, for example, when I was wanting to become a coach, I didn't, you know, I had plenty of friends, plenty of family that I had helped with things in life. You know, I'm always the one that people come to for advice or that text me about the bad, you know, day they had with work or the terrible boyfriend or, you know, things like that. And I love all of that, which is why I ended up becoming a mindset coach. But I didn't have any coaching clients. Nobody had paid me money to do it. But I was able to start being that coach on Instagram. I was able to post free content to put information and value out there, you know, that I would obviously go through with clients. I was able to be the coach that works on themselves, that takes personal development seriously, that, you know, does all of the things that I would want my clients to be doing, you know, that I was showing up for myself, showing up for my growth, showing up, adding value, doing Instagram lives, doing Q&As, question and answers for people on Instagram or Facebook, like asking, you know, people for feedback on a post that I had put out there. I was being that person before I had a single client. I didn't know, like, you know, you can go through like certifications and courses, and I definitely have done those as well, but I still didn't know what it was like to actually have a paying client, but I was still being that person. I knew what some of the other mindset coaches on Instagram were doing. So I was able to start modeling some of those things in my own way, not copying, but from my own energy, understanding what they were doing. And then taking that energy and doing the thing. So just because you don't have a, like I had, didn't have a paid for client yet, you know, 2 years ago, I still was able to put that I was a coach. I still was a coach. I just hadn't been hired yet. That would be like, you know, somebody that, I don't know, that had a job as a graphic designer and was looking for a different job and didn't have a job, and they would still be a graphic designer. They just hadn't been employed yet. Or, you know, you graduate from college, you still can become a marketing person. You've gotten your marketing degree. You're still becoming that person. You are being that person. That was the same thing for me when I was becoming a coach. I was titled myself as a coach. I'd put the information out there. I was adding value. I was providing free information and knowledge, doing lives, doing all of that. So it's that being, then following out on the action that I had doing, and then the having of the signed paying clients came. That's how it works. I didn't have, you know, I didn't, it would seem awfully weird for me to say like, oh, I want to be a mindset coach, but I don't put any information out there. I don't tell anyone that I'm a mindset coach. I don't show up and provide free value and content. And I wait and hope that somebody decides to reach out and say, hey, I want to pay you money to be a mindset coach. Like, and then I start doing all of that. Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That's exactly how it works in every part of your life. You be, do, have. It is the being, the energy, the doing, the inspired action. The have is the manifestation. And I did a post about this the other day. It's kind of really honing in on your two pieces. Your the being and the doing, and the having is the co-creation process with the universe. So when you get your energy behind something, start to find out what you would be like if you had what you wanted. So for example, maybe you want a relationship. You start to be somebody that you would be in a relationship. Would you feel confident? Would you feel pretty? Would you feel secure? Would you feel romantic or sexy when you were in that relationship? You start doing those things right now. You start being that person. So maybe that means you get dressed up for quote unquote what you would be doing for date night, and you go out to a restaurant and you go by yourself, or maybe you meet a friend. Like, that's totally fine too if you're not ready to do it by yourself. And then the having is where the relationship comes into. And the little things, and I don't say this to mean that you have to figure out how it happens, but it's the doing is the aligned action. So in this example, you get dressed up, you feel pretty, you put on your favorite perfume, you put in your cute earrings and the dress that you love, and you go out to a bar, not to be like necessarily picked up on, but to be in that energy. And you are doing the things that you would do if you were in a relationship. And I don't mean, I want to preface something. There is a very different thing. I've seen like some people go real like, I don't know, it doesn't feel right for me, and this is not what I would suggest to my clients or friends, but like they'll say stuff like, oh, well, you pick your side of the bed, and like maybe you're single and you sleep in the middle of the bed and like, you know, whatever, and you don't have nightstands on both sides of the bed because there's only you, and you like go out to like wherever, to World Market, and you buy another matching nightstand and you choose your side of the bed and you like, you know, do up the side of the nightstand like your future significant other would. You can probably definitely do those kind of things, but I actually mean I want you out doing something. I want you moving energy. I want you coming from a place of it's already done versus preparing for it to come, if that makes sense. So getting dressed up, put the perfume on, put the cute earrings and dress on, whatever, you know, you can do it any way you want. Like maybe you make yourself a picnic and you go out and do that instead, because I love picnics. I like that whole vibe. Like that's very much me. You can do that. You can make up a cute, yummy, like fruit and vegetable spread and an amazing sandwich and take a bottle of wine and even a candle and a blanket and you go sit outside and maybe just take your dog. Who cares? Do whatever you want. I actually want you doing it, not preparing for somebody to come, but actually doing it. The being has been part one. Doing is kind of taking that aligned action. And the next thing, like sometimes the doing can actually physically lead to it manifesting right then and there. Maybe you do go out and you do the picnic and an attractive person walks by because they take their dog to the dog park and the dogs kind of play and you end up meeting them. Like that's a perfect moment of something that could happen. But it is also not your job to figure out how. I know I talked about it on another podcast, but when I, you know, was working on finding a relationship per se, but I knew what I didn't want when I found Levi. I was being the kind of person like, I'm not going to put up or accept a lower threshold of conversation from a guy I was talking to because those weren't my standards. And by threshold, I don't mean he was being mean. It was just a, you know, he wasn't intellectually stimulating and I need good conversation. And so I was being, the doing was deciding to call that off. And the having was having Levi manifest into the house that I was moving into. I didn't have to do anything to find Levi. It just happened. It's the same thing with anything you're calling into your life. The being is the be portion, the first portion always has to go first. Energy always leads, action follows. That is, energy leads, action follows. And I mean that from both a metaphorical and literal standpoint. The being leads, it leads you. It leads you to the next steps. The action follows. It is the next innate step that will happen. And this, when I say action, I do not mean the like, okay, the being in this dating scenario is dressing up and doing that, and the doing is forcing yourself to download Bumble or Tinder and flip through 200 guys and horrible profiles on the dating apps. That's not what I mean. that it could be, you know, you're getting into that energy, you're feeling into it, you're feeling happy and secure and comfortable and enjoying time, you know, with yourself, being with yourself. The doing could just be something as simple as like, oh yeah, like I can't wait to like go to the farmer's market on the weekends with my significant other. And you end up doing that on your own because you're so lit up and you're like, oh my gosh, I love the farmer's market. I love that cute little place that sells the best jelly. And oh my gosh, and down the alleyway, they have that one place that has an amazing green juice. And oh, and they play that music that I always love. And you're just like being in that, you're doing it, and you end up going to the farmer's market and enjoying it, regardless if you find somebody, because all of those things light you up. That action is what I'm talking about. It doesn't mean the action has to be directly correlated to it, but it can be. I just don't want you to think that the action has to be this hard, forceful action, because that's the complete opposite of what I mean. So, long story short, be do have your way through life. And the reason it's so important, and I want to do another podcast episode on it, I haven't gotten to it, is about making the journey enjoyable. The being is getting yourself in alignment with your goals. It's working through maybe a thought process you have or a belief that's not lining up with the kind of life that you're calling in. The being is kind of that yummy, feminine, divine flow of energy. The doing is the masculine action, the, you know, calling in, the that kind of feel of it. It is that marriage of the being and doing that leads to the have. And the be is going to be, the be is going to be the most work, which is funny because obviously the action is actually the physical act of doing things, of making like plans or deciding what you're wanting to do and all of that. But that being, that alignment, when you're lit up and you feel so good about who you are right in this very moment, the doing just becomes something that's enjoyable and that you want to do. And when those two come together, the magic happens, the have happens. And I always just kind of, I wish more people understood the alignment. The energy is the first piece. You don't do the actions and hope that you be the person. You be the person who then does the actions. So I hope you can kind of feel like, I just feel so lit up even talking about it, that be the powerful, you know, in my example, being that coach, being that person, you know, being the individual that can add value to people's lives, then taking the action, the doing, the Instagram post, the, you know, stories or Instagram live or telling people when they ask what I do, you know, saying I'm a coach, like those kind of things. And then the having is the paid clients, the people that are transforming and having that kind of impact. So those are kind of examples, and I think I gave a career, a love life, my life. I like to give various examples because I'm somebody that loves examples, so I want to give you as much as I can. So the next time that you're ready to do something, that you're ready to call something in, whatever it would be, you start to think of what energy you need to be in. And I hope that makes a little bit more sense, because a lot of people talk about, oh, you just get in the energy of it. Like, what does that actually mean? This is what it means. It's that alignment. I was just thinking, one that probably comes up a lot is having money. And it can be from just having money in general, or it can be having money in excess or having more money, those kind of things. So in this instance, so being somebody that has money, would somebody that has money feel restricted by money, or would they feel expanded? Would they enjoy being with their money, or would they feel pissed off about it? And what I mean by that, I talked about in another podcast, is about, like, for instance, if you're able to pay your phone bill, Are you pissed off that you're paying your phone bill? Are you like, oh, I can't believe I have to do this. Like, I need this money for something else. Oh, this is so frustrating. Would a person that had excess overflow money be in that thought process? Would they feel that way about paying their cell phone? Or would it be like, oh man, like I love being able to pay my phone. Like I love this thing. I have this, you know, basically mini computer in my pocket and it does so many like amazing things for me. I'd be lost without it. Can you see kind of the difference? Like even if you don't have enough money for the rest of your bills, the money that you do have, that you physically actually have, how are you treating it? How are you being with it? And then what are you doing from that standpoint? So it can be as simple as, man, my $1,000 paycheck that just hit my account, it's allowing me to have, you know, heat, water, electric, and my cell phone. Like it is allowing me that and groceries. I have those things. I'm so happy and grateful I have the money to pay for those things. And it's not that you're ignoring the other, but can you be happy that like you may not even have the $1,000 that you're kind of being pissed off about? Somebody that has excess flow of money, they are maybe not even sitting in complete gratitude, but they are sitting in a place of course this feels nice. Of course I pay my bills. Of course I pay electric. Of course I pay my cell phone. Like, yeah, like this is it. I do this every month and it's always, you know, like clockwork. Can you have that kind of a feeling? Can you have that kind of emotion around it versus being pissed off? So those are like little things that you can do that, you know, for in the instance of money, maybe you don't have a ton of extra money to like somebody that has a lot of money that goes to the spa. Like maybe you can't go to the spa yet, but can you be in enjoyment of your money? I guarantee very rich people like Amanda Francis or Manifestation Babe or like Melanie Ann Lair, these are all just coaches that are very open with how much money they make. I guarantee you can just listen to them. They talk about it, that just like money vibes just ooze out of their pores. Like it's just overflowing because they're in that like sexy goddessy, like, ooh, yeah, money takes care of me. I feel so supported. It's easy. It's flowy. Like, can you be in those vibes when you're doing it with a $1,000 paycheck? Can you feel comforted and secure knowing that at least your electrical is paid this month, your cell phone bill, your groceries, your kids have food on the table? Can you at least be like, man, that feels good. That feels so good to be able to do that for him. I know one day it's going to be more, but I feel really good about what I'm doing right now. Can you be that kind of person and then take those actions, even if it's serving the kids Kraft mac and cheese because that's all you can afford? Can you be in that, man, my kids are loving it. They love this mac and cheese. I mean, I love Kraft mac and cheese as an adult. Can you be and do in that kind of way, even if there is a portion of that that doesn't feel that way? There is something to kind of feel into, and that can be, you know, anything, any of those kind of things. Can you find that energy? Can you align with what you want to be? Then take the action and then have what you're calling in. So I think now I did money, career, love, all of that. Those are pretty, you know, across the board. I'm sure you can figure it out. But you can hear that kind of like, oh my gosh, it just feels so good. It just like oozing out the feelings, the excitement, the peace, the calm, the comfort, security, whatever that is. You can kind of get into that. That kind of energy with whatever you're calling in. And if you can't, if you're struggling figuring it out, send me a DM at Brittany Donnells on Instagram and I will definitely help you out to kind of shift into that. But the next time you're ready to start manifesting something, think of the be do have model, not the have do be. So I hope that helps you guys out. That's one of my favorite things to teach on and what a lot of stuff comes back to. And obviously it's very nuanced depending on the situation. But if you have any questions, let us know. and we would love to help you out. Other than that, go out and be the person that you want to align with, the highest version of yourself, your goals, and I can't wait to see what manifests for you this week. Have a good one. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Cosmic Road Trip Podcast.
If you like this episode, we would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
After all, like energy attracts like energy, so keep the good vibes coming.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.